soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis sounding the alarm on March 3rd, 2018. This message is called Fear and the Sudden Desolation of the Wicked. This morning as I was moving about my day, a strong impression and realization came to me as I knew and I realized as I look upon the horizon of time through the eye of the Lord, just being aware, being one with Him, that the people are at ease. At ease. They think that tomorrow will be as today, even better. Eat, drink, and be merry. And they don't realize the perilous times that we are in, the sudden dangers that certainly shall come and are arising, and they even can be seen like the tip of the iceberg of the iceberg that struck the Titanic could be visibly seen, though they could not perceive the depth of the iceberg, how big it was below the surface. And so there are today many icebergs of danger, though we talk about economies, civil distress, nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom, plague that's even been written about by World Health Authorities, saying that plague just lies under the seen. It's there. And the scriptures speak of great amounts of population being killed by plague. As the seals are loosed and the time appointed, the angels participate in loosing those seals and the great destructions that take place in the earth. And there's a reason why. Because God's going to reward the righteous and God's going to reward the wicked. But people are at ease and they think, they can continue and go on, oblivious to God and even hating Him by the things they do, the things they say, and the things they think. Ah, the people are at ease. And there's nothing wrong, and we should be at peace if we're walking and abiding with Christ and being on the potter's wheel as He molds us and fashions us into the image of His dear Son, Jesus Christ, and takes us through the fires of trials, and we go through persecutions and false accusations, all the steps of Jesus that we're ordained to walk in, as if we truly put our hand to the plow of the kingdom of God. But being religious is wicked, and that's what Jeremiah 9 talked to the Lord about, His judgments with the wicked, because they would honor God with the mouth, but God was far from their heart. Same thing that Isaiah had prophesied. In Isaiah 29, 10 through 13. When we go through that type of hypocrisy, speaking of God but not really loving Him, well, that's the first and greatest commandment, is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind and strength. And the second is like it, to love your neighbor as yourself. Be at peace with God, even though the wars are coming and the rumors of wars abound. He said, do not be terrified. And in Matthew, He said, see to it that you be not troubled. That's a command. That's an instruction by Jesus to the souls of His people. We're going to read some texts today that show clearly what's coming in the land, but where the true danger is within. And how we're to take heed to our heart before the Lord, lest we never even see these things coming. As Jesus talked about it in Luke 17, in the second coming, they were eating and drinking and marrying, giving in marriage and building and planning until the day the flood came and destroyed them all. Never saw it, never perceived. But a man like Lot, that vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their ungodly deeds that he saw and heard in the land, he was grieved. God spared him. And God sent deliverance to get Lot out of that marked land for destruction. It's recorded in Matthew and Luke and Mark the Olivet Discourse, where Jesus outlines destruction upon Jerusalem and of the end of the age and his second coming. It reads like a beautiful, amazing outline, so detailed, if you have a heart and spirit to be receptive of what he's saying. Luke 21:5 and following, some spake of the temple, how it was adorned with goodly stones and gifts. And he said, as for these things which you behold, the days will come in which there shall not be left one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And they asked him, saying, Master, but when shall these things be? And what sign will there be when these things shall come to pass? We're specifically talking about the destruction of the temple in AD 70 by Rome. Not one stone was upon another. And the people were laid to the ground. The loss of life was tremendous because they did not know the day of their visitation. As for these things which you behold, the days will come in which there shall not be left one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And they asked him, saying, Master, but when shall these things be? And what sign shall there be when these things shall come to pass? He said, take heed that you be not deceived. For many shall come in my name, saying, I'm Christ, and the time draws near. Go ye not therefore after them. But when you shall hear of wars and commotions, be not terrified. For these things must first come to pass, but the end is not by and by. Then said he unto them, nation shall rise against nation. And that's ethnos, people against another people, race against race, kingdom against kingdom. And great earthquakes shall be in diverse places, and famines and pestilences, and fearful sights, and great signs shall there be from heaven. But before all these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And this certainly did happen with apostles and prophets, disciples of the early assembly of the Lord. And it shall certainly happen again as we enter this last 8 days of this age. Jesus says in Luke 21:13, and then shall it turn to you for a testimony. This is the time when we are to rise up and speak boldly as a lion, the truth, in a day that people hate the truth. And they hate the person of truth, Jesus. They despise this Holy Spirit, which is the Spirit of truth. They mock the Word of God and hate the Father. But it is time for us to rise and speak in the name of Jesus, loving not our life unto the death, but holding fast to the testimony of Jesus Christ and the blood of the Lamb. Settle it, therefore, in your hearts, not to meditate before what you shall answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. The Lord books it, records it, for eternity. Every idle word, every action, everything sown shall people reap, and God is not mocked. You shall be hated, you shall be betrayed, both by parents and brethren and kinsfolks and friends, and some of you shall they cause you to be put to death, and you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But there shall not a hair of your head perish. In your endurance possess you your souls. Now, Luke 21:20. When you shall see Jerusalem surrounded with armies, then know the desolation thereof is nigh. When we're hearing this discourse from Jesus, it's layered with different times and different time frames, different things that they asked. As it's recorded in Matthew, in Mark, they asked about the end of the world, the end of the age, end of his coming. But here, Jesus, they were asking in Luke about the sign and what would be the sign of the destruction of Jerusalem when the temple, not one stone upon another. When you shall see Jerusalem surrounded with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh. And Jesus goes on and tells them how they are to respond and to flee. Then let them which are in Judea flee to the mountains, and let them which are in the midst of it depart out, and let not them that are in the countries enter thereinto. For these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. But woe unto those that are with child, and to those that give suck in those days, for there shall be great distress in the land, and wrath upon this people. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captive into all nations, and Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles, until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. And there shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with power and great glory. And that's the second coming at the last trump that 1 Corinthians 15, Paul talks about, that we will not all sleep, but some shall be there for that last moment and be changed and transformed. Jesus is telling about the signs. When you see these things, how you are to respond. And this is why it's so important not to be at ease, but to be alert and attentive, as Jesus exhorted over and over, to take heed, to beware, to be very careful and alert. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draws nigh. That's good news. And he spake to them a parable. Behold, the fig tree and all the trees. When they now shoot forth, you see and know of your own selves that summer is now nigh at hand. So likewise, ye, when you see these things come to pass, that know ye that the kingdom of God is nigh and at hand. For verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass until all be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Verse 34. And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. That's a fact. That's a fact. That God is going to appoint a time of judgment, great judgments that affects creation, that affects the sea, the food supply, the weather, diseases and wars, and people's hearts hardened and hating one another, betraying one another, and even putting people to death. But take heed to yourself, lest at any time your heart be overcharged with surfeiting, drunkenness, cares of this life, so that day come upon you unaware. This is why we talk about the state of the people is they're at ease. The church world is on a hammock. They don't realize the perilous dangers that are coming, that are soon at hand. There are wars, and there are rumors of wars. Even with the leader of Russia, Putin, talking about their new nuclear devices. Even with the militaries running so close within feet of each other with jets, and North Korea shaking its fist that they will loose weapons of mass destruction upon the United States. What's God's perspective on all this? That's what's important. The way the people have hated God and hated the truth and mocking his creation and mocking Jesus Christ and the bride of Christ, which is reflected in man and woman. This is the mystery that was hidden from the beginning, according to Paul the Apostle. They hated truth, so God will let them believe a lie. God will turn them over to do all these reprobate things. Men with men, women with women, base things, even animals. Things that aren't even worthy of mentioning. The lies are a snare for the liars, for the people that hate the truth. They're going to walk right into the snare. And this is what Jesus said in Luke 21, verse 35. For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore and pray always that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. The exhortation of Jesus is certainly that these things are going to come to pass. Heaven and earth will pass away, but his words will not pass away. It's certain. It's certain. So take heed to your heart. And he says, watch and pray. Be alert. Be attentive. Don't be overwhelmed. But lift up your head and rejoice when you see these things coming to pass, because your redemption is drawing nigh. But be found worthy to be delivered. This is the text. Today is March 3rd, and I read the third chapter of Proverbs. Proverbs 3, verse 25 and 26. Be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked when it comes. For the Lord shall be your confidence, and shall keep your foot from being taken. It's obvious to me how the Lord directs my steps in his word. And he directs my conscience and my awareness of the ease of the people. And he shows me the things that are coming, that are at hand. And they warrant a special attention and vigilance and diligence before the Lord to be found faithful, worthy of him, to glorify him at his coming. And we want to have oil in our lamp so we can have light in that midnight hour when the cry goes out that the Master is coming. And woe unto those that are at ease in Zion. Woe unto those that are asleep, because we are not asleep, Paul said in 2 Thessalonians. We're not of the night, we're of the day. We're not of darkness, we're of the light. And all these things that are coming are judgment upon the people. And even liberties that were given to the United States are being taken away because of judgment against them. It's important to know what the Lord is doing, what the Lord is saying. Isaiah 26, 20 and 21. Come, my people, enter thou into your chambers and shut your doors about you. Hide yourself, as it were, for a little moment, until the indignation be overpassed. For behold, the Lord comes out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth also shall disclose her blood, and shall no more cover her slain. A nation that has been so wicked before God, and arrogant and religious and hypocritical, aborting the unborn babies, the precious lives, the rebellion, the stubbornness, the idol idolatry, and the idleness, self-centeredness, the abundance of foods and things, the twisted judgment, the value system. The people are at ease in a time of it should be attention and preparing and humbling oneself before the Lord, because he's our confidence. And he shall keep our foot from being taken through all these things that are coming. Babylon, that whorish land, the mother of harlots, abominations before the Lord, filthy and unclean and unholy. The book of Revelation 16, 17, and 18 talk about this spirit. It's worldwide, it operates, it's a system, it hates God, and it rides upon the beasts of the last days. But yet the beast hates the harlot. And when the time comes for God's righteous judgment upon Babylon, and she'll be burned with fire, and even the waters overtaking the land, it's a great destruction. And what does the Lord tell his people? Revelation 18, 20. Rejoice over her, you heaven, and you holy apostles and prophets, for God has avenged you on her. It's worthy to read these things of what is written in Revelation 18. After these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, has become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and cage of every unclean and hateful bird. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. And the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her. And the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, Come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sins, that you receive not of her plagues. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God has remembered her iniquities. Reward her, even as she rewarded you, and double unto her, double according to her works, in the cup which she has filled, fill to her double. How much she has glorified herself and lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow give her, for she saith in her heart, I sit a queen, and am no widow, and shall see no sorrow. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and shall be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judges her. And the kings of the earth who have committed fornication and lived deliciously with her shall bewail her and lament for her when they shall see the smoke of her burning, standing afar off for fear of her torment, saying, Alas, alas, that great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in one hour is your judgment come. And the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buys their merchandise anymore. The merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and of pearls and fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet and tine wood and all manner vessels of ivory and all manner vessels of most precious wood and brass and iron and marble and cinnamon and odors and ointments and frankincense and wine and oil and fine flour and wheat and beasts and sheep and horses and chariots and slaves and souls of men. And the fruits that thy soul lusted are departed from you. And all things which were dainty and goodly are departed from you. And you shall find them no more at all. The merchants of these things which were made rich by her shall stand afar off for the fear of her torment, weeping and wailing. And saying, Alas, alas, that great city that was clothed in fine linen and purple and scarlet and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls. For in one hour so great riches has come to nothing, and every shipmaster and all the company and ships and sailors and as many as trade by sea stood afar off and cried when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, What city is like unto this great city? And they cast dust on their heads and cried, weeping and wailing, saying, Alas, alas, that great city wherein were made rich all that had ships in the sea by reason of her costliness. For one hour is she made desolate. Rejoice over her, you heaven, and you holy apostles and prophets, for God has avenged you on her. And a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone and cast it into the sea, saying, Thus with violence shall that great city Babylon be thrown down and shall be found no more at all. And in this great declaration, the revelation of Jesus Christ that God the Father gave Jesus in this great chapter of the destruction of wicked Babylon, the mother of harlots, abominations of the earth. Revelation 18:24 says, And in her was found the blood of prophets and of saints and of all that were slain upon the earth. And shall not the righteous God avenge her? What should our response be when this takes place, this great event of righteous judgment? We are to rejoice and be glad, but this is the time to be alert, attentive, being careful, walking circumspectly, for these things shall certainly come to pass, and the time is at hand. Paul was writing Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 3. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. These things are written. These things are written. And the Lord said, before it comes to pass, I have told you, and you will remember that I told you before. Be ready. Be prepared. We should listen and consider the things that are written in Matthew chapter 24 along the same line. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of your coming and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in divers places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. They shall deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, as you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be declared in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. When you shall therefore see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, whoso reads, let him understand. Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe unto those that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, such as not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake those days shall be shortened. Then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here's Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall rise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he's in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he's in the secret chambers, believe it not. For as the lightning comes out of the east and shines even to the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For wheresoever the carcass is, there will be the eagles gathered together also. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. He shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other.
This has been a production of RealtyReportNetwork.com with Trevor Davis.
We hope you find this broadcast helpful. To contact Trevor Davis, go to RealtyReportNetwork.com or call 866-536-4605.